choose your own web venture. Hello, and welcome to your new adventure in the world of independent contracting. Today, we'll be traversing our way through receiving, completing, and invoicing a website project, and you will be making those tough calls that can either pay the mortgage for you or have your family digging for old chicken bones in the Chinese restaurant food dumpster next door, hoping to have enough to boil into a frothy soup. Ready? Put those thinking caps on. Here we go. You receive a phone call from a potential client looking to have a website created. A. You thank them for the phone call and start the question and answer session about their project. Advising them to brain dump everything they may want and need in a website is a good idea, and this is best done via email. From there, you can fine-tune a few questions for the client in regards to hosting, domains, budgets, and other questions needed to prepare a bid. You ask them for some websites they've seen that they like in regards to their own web presence, and some that maybe they don't like. Or B. You stumble to pick up the phone and then accidentally hang up because you were watching YouTube videos of a drunken Tara Reid. You call them back, and after providing terse yes or no responses to their inquiries, you ask for their email and end the conversation. A week later, you type them a cryptic message lacking punctuation, and with your Cheeto-stained fingers, forget to sign it. After their confused reply, you follow up by asking them how much money they have to spend, and that they can go to your MySpace website to review package options, noting that each additional HTML page costs extra. You now have stalled them long enough to return to making your Battlestar Galactica papier-mâché figurines in sexually compromising positions. The client has responded to your inquiry, and it's now time to provide them with a bid. A. You do a bit of research into the websites they provided for you and review their needs and wants in relevance to their budget. Using your skills as a designer, you provide for them an in-depth, well-designed PDF that starts off discussing their project and what your approach to their web success will be. The client now has the option of reviewing a few pricing options in regard to their budgetary constraints and functionality requests. They now also learn, via this multi-page PDF, that you require 50% of the project fee up front before work can begin. The client has all the information about the workings of a website project and can now make an informed decision.